Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is offering great lease options for Jeep Compass as low as $239 a month for 27 months. $6,000 bonus cash allowance on a 2023 Chrysler Pacifica Limited Touring. See dealer for details. Stop in during their celebration event now through April 1st at Moran Blue Water CDJR on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
Right on this Wednesday morning, you remember last year a new distracted driving law went into effect in the state of Michigan. Coming up next month, April, it's Distracted Driving Awareness Month. Joining us right now to talk a little bit more about that is the Sheriff of St. Clair County, Matt King. Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
You've got new tools now with this law that took effect last year to help stop distracted driving. How's that going?
It's going well. We're getting more and more traffic stops because of the distracted driving. And obviously, we don't want that. We want people not to be distracted.
Right.
But I think anybody can imagine a time in the recent future that they've been driving, they've seen somebody swerving, and you think yourself, you know, 15 years ago, it's like, is that a drunk driver? And then you think, well, it's 11 o'clock in the morning, and sure enough, you pull up next to them, and they're playing on their phone. Mm-hmm. And I say playing because when you're driving, your number one responsibility, your only responsibility is operate that vehicle safely for yourself, your passengers, and everybody else on the roadway.
And, I mean, obviously people are texting, they're checking social media, they've got the camera on. They've got all kinds of different things. Sometimes they're just looking for directions, and they're not prepared. They haven't, you know, plotted out their course before they've left. They're grabbing the phone while they're mid-trip and trying to figure out where to turn left.
Yeah, and one would think perhaps if you're going somewhere and you're just trying to get to where you're going, that wouldn't really count. But that is one of the listed violations for distracted driving. You have to punch in those coordinates before you get moving. You may be on your phone. The newer cars have the hands-free that connect to your phone, and they have the maps up, and it talks to you. You want to get that feature going, so when you're driving, you're not looking down. And obviously, you don't want to be entering those coordinates or address to where you're trying to go into your GPS or your maps, because it's the same as any of the other violations.
Yeah.
So, and some of those violations are you can't make a phone call. Or a video call. If you have hands-free and your phone is dubbed through your vehicle, phone rings, it can say call from Paul Miller, mm-hmm. and you can say answer all the while you're looking up and you're not touching screens, you're not looking at screens, then you could talk on the phone. That's no problem. But you can't be making phone calls. Obviously, we know if you have to dial the number, your eyes are down, and every time you look down, you're losing hundreds of yards of roadway where you're not paying attention. You can't send send a text or an email, and you can't read or receive a text or email. You can't watch videos. That sounds horrible that anybody would be watching videos. I know there's so many, you know, between TikTok and Reels, and there's some entertaining, funny things out there, but it's not to be done while you're driving. You can't make a video. So if you're driving down the road and you're videoing yourself, you know, there's a lot of these TikToks that I talked about, and individuals are recording themselves as they're driving down the road. They always end up looking at the camera several times because it's just what we do.
Yeah.
It's an eye contact, automatic action, and that's illegal as well. You can't access, read, or manipulate your social media, and you can't browse the internet. You can't be looking up information. So obviously, you can't look at your phone. You can't have your phone in your hand because those few seconds cause hundreds, if not thousands, for surely thousands of accidents throughout the country because people are distracting, not watching what's going on.
I've seen people that are obviously on a hands-free phone call. There's nobody else in the car, but they're waving their hands around while they're talking. You can see they're getting agitated or they're engaged in a, and I'm thinking, just, you know, watch the road, buddy, you know?
Yeah, that's distracted driving as well. You know, those things I listed are listing violations, but just like many other things we do, if the accumulation of actions create, you know, cause for the officer to think you're totally distracted when you should be focusing on the road, that's distracted driving. And, you know, I can't explain it enough. We all have these devices. You know, we worry about people who are distracted. You know, talk to your young people because they're so connected. Many of them, or anybody probably under 30 now, which makes me feel like an old person, doesn't have a memory in their life where they didn't have a cell phone.
Yeah.
You know, so then they start driving. They've already had a cell phone for 10 years and they start driving. And they're just so used to being connected. You have to remind yourself, remind your teens, remind your young drivers, put that phone away. If you have a tendency reaching for it, I know with my children, If they're listening today, they're probably rolling their eyes at me, but put your phone in your glove box, put your phone in the trunk. When you get to where you need to go, you can check those texts and do what you got to do, but you have to be responsible for that multi-thousand pound vehicle you're driving around.
Yeah. Good reminders, absolutely. You're going to be traveling around the county visiting some of the township boards in the next several weeks, aren't you?
I am, yes. The plan is to try to hit every township board and some city board meetings to give an update on the sheriff's office. And in April, we have lots of them coming up. The first one is April 2nd at the Wales Township board meeting. Then we have April 9th at Grant Township, also April 9th. April 9th at Grant Township is 5 p.m., and then at 7 p.m., I'll be jetting over to Kenoke Township. So it's going to be a busy night for me. April 16th, I'll be at Port Huron Township. And I'm sorry, April 15th. And then April 16th to be at Kimball Township. So the plan is to give a just kind of an annual report of what's been going on in the Sheriff's Department, some highlights, talk about some changes, talk about some statistics as they pertain to each jurisdiction that I'm going to and as a whole, the Sheriff's Office. We're excited. We're going to have the first ever annual report. I've got some printed out. It's, I think, 13 or 14 pages long, photos, descriptions, you know, graphs and statistics about what's been going on at the sheriff's office. A lot of law enforcement agencies have been doing this for a while. Maybe people remember getting, like, Parks and Rec puts out a great annual report every year, and we felt it was time to get our information together and have it available for people in our community. So I'll be bringing some of those pamphlets to each meeting, but within probably a week, it'll be online. So if you go to stclaircounty.org and then you go to departments, go to the sheriff's office, you can view it all online and scroll through in case you can't make it to the meeting. But it's a very informative report. I think it paints a nice picture of the people who work at the sheriff's office. There's some great pictures of people interacting with the public and then at some events at the sheriff's office. And you get to see all the different divisions. You know, people think sheriff's office, you think the deputy out on the road, or the sheriff talking on the radio, but we've got corrections who work very hard and all the programming back there, and they work in the jail constantly trying to better our inmates and detainees so when they leave, they're better off. We've got our Marine Division. We've got our dive team. We've got our drug task force. We've got our special response team, our detective bureau. I could go on and on. So that's what the annual report is for. So I'll be going to those jurisdictions, but again, and you know, after those dates that I mentioned in April, I'll be continuing on throughout the county to try to make connections with people out there. I'll be able to answer some questions and address the board and the public that come to those meetings.
So if I'm not mistaken, I think the biggest department within St. Clair County, isn't it? The sheriff's department.
The sheriff's office is the largest police department in the county. The largest, obviously, law enforcement county in the county. It's actually, I think, the 11th largest law enforcement agency in the state.
Wow.
People don't realize that. That is because we count our jail employees mm-hmm. in those numbers. But when you start thinking about the large law enforcement agencies out there, you realize, you know, we're up there, and it's a lot of responsibility to keep the motor and the machine running forward in a good way to serve the public.
All right. We'll look for that annual report in the next week or so. Sheriff, always good to see you. Appreciate you coming in.
Good to see you. Thank you.
St. Clair County Sheriff Matt King with us on WPHM 848. Let's take a look at weather now.